Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a course of Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the release of the hostages. We're holding in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Daled in the type of Amud Aleph. Sog the Mishnah. Notal es Adom Mimi Shehu Mimaris Boy. So here, till now, we spoke about the Kohen Gadol going to Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores. The blood of the power of the bull that he shechted is being held outside by another Kohen, who is mixing it to make sure it doesn't congeal. So now he's going, taking away the blood from him. Nichnas the Mokav Shenichas goes back into Kodesh Kadoshim to the between the two Bade Aaron, where he was there with the Ketores. V'Amud L'Mokav Shehamud, and he stands the place where he stood with the Ketores. V'Yizu Mimeno, and he sprinkles from the blood, Achas L'Malon V'Shev L'Maton, one sprinkle towards the top and seven towards the bottom. V'Loi Miskaven La'Zoyislu L'Malon V'Loi L'Maton. He didn't do it literally on the top of the kapoiris and the bottom of the kapoiris, meaning that he hit the aron. He didn't do that because it went on the floor. So what does it mean? Elo kematzlev. Kematzlev means doing it in a row, that there was one higher and then the seven below that, it was one below each other, the blood fell on the floor. The kachaya moine, that's how he counted. Achas, referring to the one that he did first, which is lamalo. And then he did achas ve'achas, which does lamata, means he turns his hand towards the bottom. And he's doing the next seven, so everyone he says achas ve'achas, he mentions the one he did already, and then he does one, achas ve'shtayim, one, and then he mentions the one he did before, and now he does the second one on the bottom, achas ve'sholosh, achas ve'arba, achas ve'chomesh, achas ve'shesh, achas ve'sheva. So each one of the sprinklings towards the bottom, he mentions the one before, as we'll see in the Gemara why. Yotzo, he goes out of Kodesh Kadoshim. He puts it on the Kenazov. There was a base of gold where there he puts the Mazrik, which holds the blood. He view lo is a seir. Now they bring in the seir, because before we were talking about the bull. Now we're talking about the seir, about the goat. Shachtu, he shech the seir. The kibel mazrik is domo. He receives the blood in the mazrik. Nichlas mokav shenichas goes with his blood into Kodesh Kadosh, the place where he was before, between the two bade aron. Ve'amid mokav shomad, and he stands in the place where he stood. Ve'yizo yimeno, he does azor the same way he did by the par. Achas lamalav v'shev lamaton. Ve'lamit kaven la'azoyis lo'lamalav lo'lamaton. Not literally up, literally down on the kaparis. Ela kamatziv in a row on the floor. Ve'kachayim moine v'chule, he does all again. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, as we mentioned before. Yotzo, he goes out of Kodesh Kadoshim. Ve'nichol kol sheni shabeicho, he puts it on the second. On the second base in the Eichel, where the second place where he held the Mazrik. There was no two bases, only one. So he may lift, there's only two, one, and on there you have the power. So what do you do now? Not all dama power, v'niach dama seir. So he has to take first the dama power from the base, and then he places the dama seir. Now he's outside. He sprinkles not in Kodesh Kadoshim, but he sprinkles towards the curtain, towards the Paroiches, which is in front of the Aron, Mibachutz, outside. And again, Achas Tamal V'Shev L'Mati, he does one towards the top, seven towards the bottom. V'Lo Miskaven La'azor, again, it's not Mazah on the Paroiches itself. Lo L'Mal V'Lo L'Mata, top of the bottom, Ele Kematzif, he does a row on the floor. The Kachay Hamoini, he does the same counting, Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim V'Chulei. Now the Dama Seir V'Niach Dama Par. So now he takes takes down Dama Seir, the blood of the goat that he put down before, and he puts down the Dama Par that he just did on the Pareches. He does Azor from the blood of the Seir, Shekeneged Aron, in front of the Aron, Bibachutz outside, Achas Lamal, Shev Lamato, one towards the top, seven towards the bottom. V'lam is Kevin Lahazor, Slow Lamal, V'lam Lamato, doesn't intend to hit the Pareches up and down, and the Kabatzif a roll on the floor. V'kacha Yemoini, get it count, Achas, Achas, V'achas, V'chulei. Now he mixes up the blood of the par and the blood of the seir, because when you get to the third stage of Yom Kippurim, after doing the Kodesh Kadoshim and doing on the curtain, now you get to the Mizbeach, you have to mix it up together. The par and the seir, according to the Mishnah. And then once he puts the par into the seir, he puts again where the blood of the seir was into where the blood of the dam of the par was, to mix it up well. In other words, he takes from the first cup into the second cup, and the second cup back into the first cup. He goes outside to Mizbech, which is Ifnei Hashem, V'chiper Olav. What did we talk about? Which Mizbech is it? It's the Mizbech Azov, not the Mizbech outside the Azor, but the Mizbech who's sitting in the Eichel, and that's called Ifnei Hashem. Says the Gemara, Mao Kematzev, what does Kematzev mean? Roshmu Bachanani B'Shem Belozor, Kemetavrit. Which means someone who hits with a Ritzua, Malkus, that he starts from the top and goes down to the bottom. So we talk about a row. The blood was on a row on the floor. Ketiris the Gemara refers to where it says he does achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. Why he does it that way? Well, Rabbi Yochai, he made a mistake and miscount. Meaning, why doesn't he just do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, till 8? Because you want to get to 7, because the Pasuk says 7. So you want to do 7, that's how you do 1, 1 and 1, 1 and 2, and that's how you get to 7. So we have Aktani Sheva V'achas. But it says in the Braisa, that you do different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Achas V'achas, Achas V'shtayim, Achas V'shalosh. The Braisa says the opposite. Achas V'achas, Shtayim V'achas, Shalosh V'achas, until you end with the Sheva V'achas. And according to this, you're not ending with the 7 that we mentioned in the Pasuk. Oh my boy, and there's different reasons coming from the Pasuk. Siva Pnei HaKapoyos Sheva. The extra Yazeh tells you, you're doing 7, but count with it the first one, which stands on its own. Count it with it, that's how you know to do Achaz V'achaz, Achaz V'shtayim, v'chule. It says you do a zon the kaporis. Yochol al gago, maybe on top of the kaporis on the horin. Tomod lo'er v'lifnei kaporis, in front of the kaporis, not on top. Continues the one in with base, Yochol al mitzchok, it'd be on its forehead, which means on the side of the kaporis. Tomod lo'er al v'lifnei. Meaning it says al, which is the top. It says lifnei, means in front. So together what it means, it does it in front of the horin, and just to talk about how he tilts his hand. Rabzei omad sayich shi'en hoger. Rabzei says, no, it does have to touch the kapayrus, has to touch the actual oren. Shua v'yitzchok oma eino tzech shenogia. He disagrees, doesn't have to touch. Oma aboyim b'achia time the shua v'yitzchok. What is the reason of shua v'yitzchok? It says v'yitzchok oiso la kapayrus v'livna kapayrus. Ma kapayrus shenemar lo'olo. When it speaks about the hazois of the par, al mitzchok lo'y al gago v'eino tzech shenogia, meaning you're doing it in front of it, you're not putting it on top of itself, it's not touching it. Kapayrus shenemar kan al mitzchok lo'y al gago v'eino tzech shenogia. Meaning, not on the thing itself, it's like right in front of it, because it says Kedma over there, so it means you're doing it in front of the Aron, but not on the Aron itself. So when you're learning from another, the Seyer learns from the Par, where it says by the Par, it says Kedma. So says the Gemara, Oma v'yoyse, Mizber sovera boim berchiyol, hazoy seir shalmalo, lamedus mazoy par shalmalo. I mean, Rabban Barachiyah wanted to explain that. How do I know that it's down on the Kapoyos? Because the Seyer learns from the Par. Ve'inukin, that's not true. Ela hazoyos, we're using Yisrael B'chaim. Hazoyos par shalamalon, minim hazoyos seir shalamalon. It's the opposite. The par learns from the seir, as we'll see in a moment. So how do you know we're not touching the kaparis itself? That we saw in the first rasha that we said before, because it says al v'lifnei, from the al v'lifnei you learn it. So you don't have to come to the second rasha that you learn the seir from the par. And now we'll see what we'll learn from each other. So the Gemara explains. So the Gemara now is going to teach us, we have two different psukim. We have a pasuk referred to the par, we have a pasuk referred to the seir. And they're going to learn from each other. Why? It says by the seir, v'hizoy soy ala kaparis. You do as all the kaparis. Melamet shu noy senachas lamal. It says oisoy, one, al, towards the top. That's how you know you do one azoy lamal. V'lifne kaparis, what you do in the bottom, because it says al v'lifne. So al means on top, lifne means to the bottom. And you kama, how many you do towards the bottom? So we're already done. Let's learn the following. It says by par to do it in front, to do it towards the bottom. It says by say to do it towards the bottom. By par it says clearly to do sheva peomim. So it doesn't say how many times. You learn the same from the par. Or maybe go a different way. It says by seir itself, blood up and blood down. We know it's one because it says oisoy. By seir doesn't say how much to sprinkle towards the bottom. So is it one like the top or is it seven like the par? Let's see what it's similar to. Towards the bottom, meaning that towards the bottom of the seir learns from towards the bottom of the par. And I'm not going to learn the towards the bottom and from towards the top. Or the chol chol derzu, maybe the opposite. I learned the blood of seir from the blood of seir. Maybe I learned seir from seir, not from par. Says the Gemara, Talmud Lomim, it says in the pasuk, v'hosu es domoi kasher hosu l'dama par. You compare the seir to the par. Ma dama par l'matot sheva. Dama seir l'matot sheva. The same par towards the bottom is seven. So the seir towards the bottom is seven. I still don't know how much to do for Dama Par towards the top. Because Dama Par only mentions the seven in the bottom. Doesn't say the top. So how much do I do for Dama Par towards the top? It says by Seir to do a top, we know it's one because it says Oisoy. It's also a par to do towards the top because it says Al. Madomi amurim b'seir lemalo nachas. I know by seir is one because it says oisoi. Amatad domi amurim b'par lemalo nachas. You learn the par from seir. Or the cholachol derech zu. Maybe go for a different way. Nemru domi lemalo. It says domi towards the bottom. For nemru domi lemalo. It says domi towards the top. Madomi amurim b'par lemalo by the par. It's sheva. It's seven times. It says clearly sheva pe'amim. Maybe by the par of domi amurim b'par lemalo sheva. Maybe that will be also seven towards the top. Near lemidomi. What is it more similar to? Domi shlemalo, mishlemalo. We're learning the top from the top, meaning the top of the par from the top of the seir. Vein domi shlemalo, mishlemalo. And now the top of the par from the bottom of the par. Or the chalukah derech zu, maybe do the opposite. Danim tam hapar midam hapar. You learn par from par. Vein domi dam hapar midam seir. You're not going to learn par from seir. Tomad loymar. Vosus domi kasher asol dam hapar. We compared the seir to the par. She kol nice of shavim. Everything should be equal. Madam hapar lemato sheva. Avdam seir lemato sheva. See the par is clearly in the bottom seven. It says clearly. So also dam seir bottom seven. Madam seir lemalo achas. It says oisoi. Avdam hapar lemalo achas. Also dam hapar lemalo achas. Meaning the psukim two. In the pasuk by seir, it says you do achas lamalo. It doesn't say how much you do lamato. Then in the par, it says you do sheva lamato. It doesn't say how much you do lamalo. So you learn one from each other to know that it's achas lamalo, sheva lamato, sign the seir, sign the par. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei.